into the 9 o'clock hour. Mike, Seth, and Paul, Mad Radio. We are being joined in studio right now by Jacoby Jones, former Houston Texan, former Raven. Jacoby, good morning. How are you, man?
I'm living, man. I'm up in the morning. You're in my Kevin Gates voice.
You've got this flag football league's interesting, man. And by interesting, I mean, I'm interested in it in terms of actually watching it, but I'm really intrigued that guys like you are all of a sudden competing at football again in a different brand of football. But what's it feel like for you?
It's cool. Like I said, I told him earlier, I coach college football now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a receiver coach. So I still get out there with my players and actually work out with them. So when, you know, when Justin Fawcett, I called him Jay-Set, he gave me the call, like, you want to play? I'm like, I'm coaching now. He said, you know, he got $1 million on the line. I said, well, what time I got to fly in? I'm on the way.
So, yeah, well, how much practice was involved?
Honestly, we got practice today. We practice, though.
Yeah.
Like, right now, I'm missing walkthrough. I'm sorry, guys. You know what I'm saying? You know, duty calls.
Who's the coach? Is it Forsett the coach?
Forsett the coach.
Is he? Is that who you would have expected? Because you, Charles James, Justin Forsett, who else?
Seneca Wallace.
Beast. He's a beast.
I just remember you, like, I feel like you'd be really good at flag football, like, without making it too obvious. But I feel like that would be, like, a really good thing with your skill set.
Can we say, like, in relation to even other NFL players?
Yeah, absolutely,
feel like,
yeah.
If
you're fast, you're tall.
If Jacoby were to show up, like, at Paul's league, I think Jacoby would be pretty good at flag football.
We got two games tonight.
Like, in the off season, that was my workout. I would work out in the morning or whatever, and then in the weekends I play flag, like playing leagues. Like the team we playing against this Thursday.
Yep.
I play against him in New Orleans a lot. You know what I'm saying? And the team money team used to play against him out here in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
So I played in a lot of flag.
So you wouldn't just go out and just jump in any league though. It was like some pretty elite leagues.
Nah, I mean I would just play. It didn't matter. Yeah. Like here I play with Smoking Aces. You know what I'm saying? They pretty elite.
Yeah.
What is Jacoby Jones like as a coach?
I'm the cool coach, man. I'm the laid back one, man.
You know,
I'm out there making them laugh. I'm not going to cuss them out unless you do something stupid outside of the class. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hey, okay. Now I'm like, boy. You know?
Is that different? Is that different getting under, like, just getting up in someone's face eventually and when they go out of line, keeping them straight?
I don't really like just getting their face. I just give them a look. Like, you know how your mama look at you when you do something wrong? I'm like, bro, you tripping. You know? Don't do that. You really stupid right now.
When was the last time you talked to Gary Kubiak, out of curiosity?
Ain't been a minute. Last time, I talked to him, I think my last year with the Ravens.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we hit a text here and there once again before, though.
I mentioned this to you when you joined us, when you came in during the commercial break. I honestly believe this. You deserve to win Super Bowl MVP against the 49ers because you caught the long touchdown. You had the return for the touchdown. Like, you were the key in that game. Did it bother you that Flacco won the MVP and you didn't?
Nah, he could have had the MVP. What I'm mad about, you could have gave me the car.
Yeah.
I wanted the Corvette. That's all I wanted.
Well, he hadn't gotten the big contract yet. So, you know, he probably, at that point, he wasn't in, like, the giving mode that he would have been if he had already gotten that big contract.
What do you mean he was a first-round pick?
Yeah, that's right.
Brady did it with Malcolm Butler. Come
on. That's right. But, Brady did it. Like, people wanted to basically make Brady a saint for the guy that's already made $200 million in his career.
It didn't bother me, though, man. I was like, I won in New Orleans. I was good. I got a ring.
You were more popular on the talk show circuit than Flacco was, I think.
Me?
Yeah.
Joe, you know what? Don't let Joe fool you.
He has a personality.
Well, Joe's got a personality.
He's got a dry sense of humor.
Right.
He's like a less grumpy Jay Cutler, right? Like, he's funny. You just necessarily know it.
And then he'll walk away and just look at you and look back at you like you're crazy. Like, you try to be funny, huh?
Flacco used to tell funny stories about, like, what it's like when Ray Lewis starts telling speeches. And sometimes Ray Lewis's speeches go, take a direction.
I love Ray. You know what I mean? I love him to death. If some things he say, make you want to eat glass and run through a wall.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And there's some things he say, you'd be like, what the hell are you talking about?
And I'm guessing that must have happened right before the kick return touchdown, because he said, I touched his chest. Like, what did he tell you there?
I'm running on the field. You know, I'm in my zone. He said, come here. I'm like, what? What are you doing? Leave me alone, right? I touched you. I'm like, oh, you think God didn't have it in my plan already?
You're like, you know what? I'm looking at it from your perspective. I was like, wait a second. Like, what do you know about God that I don't? That I need you
like, I don't
to put
go to
the
church.
Hands of God on? Yeah, wait a second, Ray. You want to stack up arrest records here?
Flop.
Jacoby Jones joining us in studio here on Mad Radio. One thing I always wonder about your career, did you feel like you needed to be to go from Houston to Baltimore to achieve your potential in the NFL?
No. I mean, when you playing, it comes with years and progress. You know what I'm saying? So, at that time, I was hitting my prime, and I was growing. You know what I mean? I started learning different ways to play the game, and at the right time, it popped.
Yeah. Okay.
No, and I know we talked about this before you sat down with us. You know, you got a lot of flack for the muff punt against the Ravens, but then over the next year, you have that ridiculous Hail Mary catch against the Broncos, which to me is the most impressive part of that playoff run, because that game was over. That game was completely over. You get the kickoff return touchdown. The next thing you know, you're on Dancing with the Stars. That's just going to be a crazy year to go from where you were with the Texans to where you were with Baltimore.
Hey, that's how life works. You know, they say, God, you know, you're going to go through that storm, right? You're going to come out on the other side. You know what I mean? You got to keep believing.
What was with Dancing with the Stars? I didn't. I'm going to confess to you, I've never watched much of it, and I didn't get to watch the season that you were on. Who was your partner?
Karina Smirnoff.
Is she like one of the super hot ones?
Yes, all of them.
They're all super hot.
All of them.
Yeah. Are you married? Were you married?
No, I'm single man.
You're a single man.
Single man. So one child.
Do you go
into
that?
I put myself on child support.
How much? How much time do you spend with Katrina?
Karina,
yeah.
Are you talking about doing the show?
Yeah.
Oh, we would go out. It was 6 hours a day practice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Is it hard not to, like, kind of just start having romantic thoughts about a...
You got to understand, when you're dancing, it's intimate. You know what I mean? Especially slow dance. It can't help it.
Yeah.
But no, I did not touch.
No. No, really?
Yeah, when we were dancing, I did. You know, she would fall and I would catch her by a tie sometimes.
You're going into it and you're like, okay, like, I got to spend 6 hours a day with this person. You don't want to mess it up by, like, being cheesy.
No, honestly, like, you become real good friends, though.
Yeah.
Yes, and we still keep in contact every day.
Well, plus, and then she's your teacher, too.
Right.
She's, like, which actually makes it a little bit more erotic.
She was a feisty thing.
Yeah.
She was about five.
She was a taskmaster.
She wasn't tough at all. She was really goofy.
Yeah. Hmm.
Was there a lot, like, you don't have to name names, but was there a lot of messing around going on the Dancing with the Stars set? Because I would assume that everyone, you know, you got a lot of athletes, you got a lot of attractive dancers.
The crazy thing is, I was the only single one on there.
Everybody
else was married, and, you know, they had their kids around. And it was just like, everybody was like family. It was cool.
Was it hard to go through? We talked to Josh Norman about this like a month ago. Those 6 hour practices, how tough are those practices?
This is how you gotta get smart. So you get there, right? You get the dance. Once you get it down, I promise you, I would learn to dance in 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying? So I would get it down, would do it. And the whole thing is, they want you to go over it over and over and over and over.
Hmm.
Fine. They want you to get in sync. After a while, I'd be like, man, I know this already. So I would make her mad and she'd kick me out of practice. I'd be like, yes.
that's the move.
We used to have guys that would like intentionally tank their 40 times so they wouldn't have to be on special teams.
Exactly.
That's what, yeah.
Jacoby Jones joining us in studio. We'll tell you guys all the details about how to get tickets for the Flag Football Ultimate Final tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at BBVA Compass Stadium. Which of your Texans teammates do you keep in touch with the most?
Honestly, it's crazy. You know, I could say did because he played with the Ravens, Seth, Aaron Foster, Andre Johnson, Trapp. Indy Kalu. It's a bunch, man. They become brothers, man. We just be talking to each other. You see each other and just be like, bam. Or we just hit each other out the blue.
Yeah, there's a whole that Sugarland, there's like a Sugarland fraternity out there.
Right.
Where I hear like Travis and Indy talk about it. It sounds like one big barbershop.
It is.
Among ex-NFL players and ex-Texans.
And we all hang in the same area, but Highway 6 somewhere.
Somebody was telling a story about you, about some place where you guys smoke cigars or something. I don't know what it is. No, it's like a pizza place or something. Anyway, I shouldn't be saying this on air. Anyway, a few people have told me that it's a place where a lot of little leaguers go after the games, and that you are really, really, really like cool and open. Like whenever these little kids come up to you like take them out and throw the ball around with them and everything.
I just sent them on center court right now, Highway 6.
Is that okay? Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, okay, the center court guys. Yeah, I know those guys. Yeah,
we go over there and hang, man. The kids come and they got ball. I go outside play with them. I'm like, I'm not about to send the ball with y'all all day.
I
go outside with the kids. I'm a big kid myself, so.
Yeah, I've heard a few different people come up to me and talked about just how good you are with those kids. It's really cool to hear.
So, Jacoby Jones, single guy, you're living here in town. Most of the time, you're obviously playing flag football, you're coaching. What else do you have going on in your life?
Being a daddy.
Yeah.
About it.
It takes up a lot of time. How old are your kids?
Yeah, no, I got one.
Okay.
Just one. He'd be six in August. Jacoby Jones Jr.
Is he playing football or anything?
Football, basketball. He just ran his first track meet in school, so he's something else.
What's he best at?
I'm just letting him be. I don't care what he do. Yeah. He's gonna go to jail.
Yeah. So the flag football. Explain for the listeners just real briefly. How's it work? What's the setup with you guys? It's just like a conventional flag football league, but obviously with ex-NFL players.
You got the pro side and they got the Joe side. Where I don't like calling the Joe because they still could play.
Yeah.
I don't doubt nobody, no man. So we won our side. You know what I mean? And then they won their side. Now we meet in the middle on Thursday night.
So it's pros versus Joes is how they're building it.
Quote, unquote.
Yeah. But which sets you guys up for – that's a lot of pressure on you. Because they're playing it like, oh, okay, like there should – you guys, if I were a film producer, this is how I would do it. I was like, you got Jacoby Jones, Charles James, these guys, they're big talkers. they don't take these Joes very seriously at all. But these Joes, the quarterback – he's trying to put his kids through college, because his wife, it turns out, was a real bitch. And no, I don't know if any of this is true. I'm writing this in my head. Are they painting you guys as the villains?
I mean, hey, I don't care what they paint us at. It's $1 million on the line.
$1 million
on the line.
How are you guys gonna Tomorrow split night. That up though? Like, who's in charge of splitting it up?
Everybody, you split it up between us, all 12 of them.
Yeah,
so it got to be cut evenly.
But are they gonna
It's a good chunk of change right there. Yeah. That's a nice. That's nice. I like that.
Do those Joes play differently? Because I know playing flag football and playing this new league I've been playing in, things are like really complex. Like, you got these wacky laterals, and I imagine you're playing in the NFL. You just play normally. I'm faster than everyone. Do they bring these weird tactics to the table?
See, the crazy thing is, like, but these guys we're playing against, right, fighting cancer, they usually win nationals every year.
Right.
So they know how to excuse me, play the game.
They're real good.
Real good. And like I'm used to playing against them in New Orleans.
Yeah.
But like me. Flicking the ball, I used to want to do that in the league so much, but I could hear Kubiak, boy. See, I could hear Harbaugh, boy. I just want to pitch it so many times, but I'm like, nah, I'm going to hold on to it.
But so you, in a lot of ways, you're kind of the expert on the team then. Like, how many of the guys on your team went and played flag football as much as you did when they were playing?
I couldn't tell you, but honestly, for flag football, it's literally like 7-on-7.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you play a defense on, and like I said, Seneca's so smart.
Mm-hmm.
We got our own. We got our wristbands, our plays, whatever. And Seneca see something, he'll be looking one way and call your name. Oh, right there. You know what I mean? Like, he's precise.
I feel like I have to ask everybody this question. What do you think of Deshaun Watson?
He a beast. He's a freaking nature. Why he couldn't be one out?
There it is.
Fair take. I like it.
No disrespect to Shabby. I love Shabby. I'm just saying.
Yeah, little different. Jacoby Jones in studio. So tomorrow night, July 19th, this is on the NFL Network. You guys can buy tickets. It's at BBVA Compass Stadium right here in town, obviously. You guys can get your tickets AFFL.com. Again, AFFL.com. So it's Jacoby, Seneca Wallace, Jason Avant, Charles James, and more.
And if you're jonesing for football, it's fun. It is fun football to watch. It is up and down, high pace, good stuff. So I've been enjoying it. I've been watching it on the NFL Network. It's been good stuff, man.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. It get competitive. Very, very competitive. Especially when we beat Chadnum the other night. Oh, man, he got hot.
Really?
Oh.
What about?
Well, he tried to tackle people and everything.
Oh, there's hardos out there that are trying to do real stuff.
On the NFL side, you know, we competitive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, so, like, on their side, they were actually playing flag. We were like, what's up? They were squaring up. We were like, getting some pads on, man.
Jacoby, this was great. Thank you so much
for
joining us here.
Thanks for having me, man.
Jacoby Jones in studio on Mad Radio.